Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Caitlin Bushillen and is titled, God Will Meet Us in the Muchness. The Hunter Green box sat tucked among books in the antique store, a mystery hiding in plain sight. One word on the spine caught my eye, puzzle. As an author and a voracious reader, I'm naturally drawn to the book section of any store, my neck bent as I peruse the selection. But I'm also a puzzle person. Every Christmas, Mom and I try to beat our personal record of puzzles completed. Movies play in the background while we sort, organize, and put the pictures together. We have it down to a science at this point, starting and finishing 14 500 to 1,000 piece puzzles over the last holiday break. It's no wonder the green box called my name. Designed to look like a hardback book sitting on a shelf, the front page opened to reveal puzzle pieces. Immediately, I was intrigued. But when I read the back of the box, like its own book description, I was sold. See, this puzzle included 500 pieces and an envelope with a clue, but no picture of what would be the finished design. Challenge accepted, I said to myself before walking toward the cash register. Let's see how this goes, I thought, as I later dumped the pieces onto my kitchen table. There were a few moments of frustration. A couple of exasperated, what in the world is going on here, questions. And eventually, oh, I see, exclamations. 2 hours later, I stood back and admired the completed scene. What didn't make sense at the moment was crystal clear at the end. I'm writing this just days after Easter, and it's easy to see the metaphor hiding in plain sight. Still, the memory of the mystery puzzle startled me with its timing. Holy Week, the days stretching from Palm Sunday to Easter, hold the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. In my personal life, this week holds tender and difficult memories. This time last year, I began a post titled, For When You're Still Waiting on a Miracle, with these words, Easter has passed and I'm still waiting for the resurrection. I'm still waiting, still watching, still hoping. I'm learning to rejoice in the ruins and sing in the shadows. Where is Jesus these days? I wondered again this year. Where is Jesus in the a lot and the too much, the Hosanna and the how can it be, the deep betrayal and the bewildering silence and the sustaining joy? Goodness is always here because Emmanuel, God with us, promises to never leave. And so I decided to look closely, trusting God would be faithful to meet me in the muchness of this week. It wasn't until I began sitting in the beautifully specific details of Holy Week and writing out what became an email series titled Here in the Week of It All, that I realized in some small way I was gathering puzzle pieces, examining each one while anticipating the final picture. Every day I opened the Gospels and read the account of what happened that particular day, each one like a chapter in a larger story, a puzzle piece that doesn't make much sense on its own and yet fits perfectly in the completed picture. I wrote a week of devotions, tying in what I learned from my trips to Israel with scripture and songs to sit with in our weeping and hoping, our waiting and wondering. And then the mystery puzzle came to mind. The final picture and daily devotion taking me by surprise. In many ways, we know how the story ends. God goes back to a garden, Jesus doesn't run, and love stays on the cross. Resurrection comes with the morning and Friday becomes good. But in our own stories, during the terrible Fridays and confusing Saturdays of our own lives, when we know the last page of the story yet have no idea what tomorrow will bring, it's this truth that brings comfort. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Isaiah 46:10 NIV. God knows the end from the beginning. And no matter what or how much our days hold, He will hold us. Nothing, no thing, will take Him by surprise. There's no such thing as too much for God, and He will be faithful to meet us in the muchness of our days. I titled the final piece of the series, For All of Us, because the good news isn't just for each of us, it's for all of us, every single piece of us. Come as you are, the cross beckons. Bring your sadness and confusion, your worries and fears. Bring your broken heart and your anger, your wild hope, and your Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. One day, we'll look back and see how every single piece had a purpose. The finished picture will be stunning. But for now, here in the days of puzzle pieces that don't yet make sense, we wait. We watch. We hope. And we trust that the one who sees the end from the beginning will meet us in the muchness. Our days may hold a lot, 500 pieces of this, that, and the other, but somehow, mysteriously and miraculously, God holds us. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Graduation season is here. Are you ready to bless the grads in your life? Pick up a faith-filled card and gift from Dayspring to inspire and remind them of where their true strength lies long after the graduation ceremony is over. Shop today at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.